Hot, hot, hot.
Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. This program gets behind the environmental, social, political, educational, spiritual, and health decisions that affect our lives and futures, yet are not always determined by us, but rather by politics, business, and other self-interest groups. Investigative in nature, we go where mainstream stops. As a leader in the healthcare and patient safety world, I now expose current and relevant harms and charms that either endanger or improve our health, our freedom, our privacy, and our sanity. Most of us simply don't have time to pay attention to decisions that are being made on our behalf, decisions made by people who may have less than altruistic motives. And often we don't speak up because we are not aware. Well, this program changes that by being the voice for informed choice. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. So happy that we're together once again. And as usual, I have lots to share today. So let's get started, shall we? I have several segments to share with you today, and I'm going to begin with a favorite and extremely important topic, and that is cross-contamination when it comes to a hospital stay. For years, I've been an infection prevention champion on my radio program, Speak Up and Stay Alive, as an advocate for patient safety.
I'm Jerry the Germ with a Speak Up and Stay Alive healthcare and hospital safety snippet just for you. Here's our expert, Pat Rulo.
Hey, Jerry. Even though you think you're really cool and invisible, smart hospital patients know that you and your buddies hang out all over the place. What am I talking about? Oh, we know your hiding places. Doctor's lab coats, privacy curtains, the TV remote, bed rails, even hospital pillows. My friends know not to bring their favorite pillow with them to the hospital and then bring it back home. You'd just love to hitch a ride and get out of the hospital, wouldn't you? Well, if we must bring a pillow, we bring a cheap one and leave it at the hospital as a parting gift. No cross-contamination here. For more hospital safety tips, visit speakupandstayalive.com. So ha-ha, Jerry, we're not sleeping with the enemy anymore.
Stay safe. For more information, go to speakupandstayalive.com.
We've talked about in the past how the patient zone is the most highly contaminated items right around the patient's bed, such as bed rails, privacy curtains, tray tables. But no one seems to understand my concern for soft surfaces, such as you just heard with Jerry the Germ. Pillows, and yes, hospital bed mattresses. That is until now. Just last week, I had a long conversation with my friend Daryl Hicks, an infection preventionist who wrote the book Infection Prevention for Dummies, and who recently retired from a 350-bed hospital in St. Louis, Missouri, where he was in charge of environmental services, housekeeping. And what he told me is shocking, yet confirms my fears. There's an important term that's being heard more often, and that is the word strike through. The term is applied to soft surfaces and textiles and the fluids and microorganisms that can cross a barrier surface or strike through it. A strike-through contamination is defined as contamination that occurs through the passage of fluid through or a puncture in a microbial barrier. Now, in hospitals, this term is used in relation to such things as surgical drapes, surgical gowns, wound dressing, and yes, mattress surfaces. Healthcare providers have recently begun to realize that there is a more widespread infection risk associated with the loss of barrier integrity of hospital mattress surfaces. Strike through, in this case, goes in both directions, sending pathogenic contamination into the mattress substrates from the invasion of body fluids, skin cells, and organisms of an infectious patient lying on the mattress, and then sending these organisms and other contaminated cells and particles back out by applying pressure when you sit, lie down, or move around on a damaged surface. And this forces the contaminants back through the cover material and then aerosolizes them. That's right. What goes in often comes out and becomes airborne. Strike through can increase infection risk for every patient who uses that bed and mattress and can add to the bioburden that's already colonizing on it. According to the FDA, fluid ingress may occur if mattress covers become worn or damaged from small holes or rips in the fabric, or from incorrect cleaning, disinfecting, and laundering procedures. The zipper on the cover may also allow fluid to penetrate the mattress. Some reports indicate that if blood and body fluids from one patient penetrate a mattress, they can later leak out from the mattress when another patient is placed on the bed. Medical literature shows that damaged and wet, soiled mattresses can be a source of contamination during infection outbreaks. I also learned that while some facilities plan for mattress replacement based on their warranty cycles, mattress replacement funding is inconsistent and commonly a last-minute initiative at the end of the fiscal year. There are no national practices when it comes to the management of this. There are also no EPA-registered disinfectants on the market with a kill claim for mattresses. The label on these disinfectants read, for hard, non-porous surfaces. Well, a mattress is not non-porous. So at best, these chemicals reduce the bioburden by, say, 80 to 85%. The remaining 15 to 20% of bacteria replicates within hours of the mattress being wiped by the cleaning crew and then reaches its pre-cleaning levels very quickly. Even if a product has a kill claim for soft surfaces, mattresses are not included on any manufacturer's list of soft surfaces. This presents a serious infection prevention risk since there is a mere thin sheet separating the patient from the pathogens that lie beneath. Daryl told me how in his hospital, the staff was cleaning the mattresses with bleach wipes. After about 3 months, these 350 new mattresses were beginning to show wear, so he had a conversation with the manufacturer about this. And guess what? Even though the mattresses had a 7-year warranty, the warranty became void because the staff was using products not designed for soft surfaces. And here's where it gets even crazier. It is a violation of federal law to use these cleaning and disinfecting products in a manner inconsistent with its labeling. I thought that was quite interesting. So now for the next 6 years and 9 months, these patients were forced to lie on mattresses that potentially had cracks and holes and crevices due to improper cleaning. He also told me how back in the day, when the hospital finally disposed of these 7-year-old beds, they donated them to the Salvation Army and nursing homes. Can you imagine heading off to a nursing home, most likely in an immunocompromised state of health, having to spend your days and nights on a leaking, contaminated mattress? Ugh. I asked Daryl, what happens on a daily basis when the housekeeper comes in to change the sheets? Does this stuff become airborne? He laughed and said, oh yes. In fact, we made the invisible visible with something called Glowgerm. Glowgerm is a fluorescent powder that can simulate germs that are spread from coughing and other airborne spreading. They have a fluorescent gel that can simulate how blood, feces, and other harmful liquids infect equipment, drapes, chairs, beds, pens, pencils, computer keyboards, and so on. He said that they spread the Glowgerm on the mattress and then later changed the sheets. Then they brought in the black lights and found the Glowgerm, you got it, all over the room. Think about that. You might be so diligent about washing your hands while in a hospital room, but the moment you touch anything, bam, you are recontaminated. Think of doctors and nurses going from room to room. Think of their clothing that blows in the breeze as they walk. Oh my, everything and everyone is contaminated. But Daryl told me there are now products available that are designed to reduce the risk of contamination. The ability to slip cover the entire mattress and bed deck with a custom-fitted fluid impermeable textile that maintains its strike-through resistance through 150 CDC-compliant laundering and high-temperature drying cycles adds just another layer of protection for each patient and for the mattress. He also told me about a hospital who used these mattress covers that had a 50% reduction in their C. diff occurrences. something to think about. Because hospital-acquired infections kill thousands of people in the United States every day. And using unapproved chemicals, failing to clean beds prior to disinfection, and failing to rinse off these dangerous chemicals is just unacceptable. So in an effort to right the situation, I hope you can ask prior to a hospital stay, or even write a letter to your hospital administrator asking what they do to prevent the strike-through cross-contamination with their hospital beds. Obviously, you can and you should bring a cheap pillow with you whenever you go to a hospital or rehab or nursing home and leave it there as a parting gift so as not to bring the germs back home with you. But a mattress? That would be a bit rough. So I say ask, make some noise. As with everything else we discuss on this program, most people, and especially large organizations, don't make a change because it's the right thing to do, but they do pay attention when people speak up. Be one of those people. Remember, you have to speak up and stay alive.
I'm Jerry the Gerb with a Speak Up and Stay Alive Healthcare and Hospital Safety Snippet just for you. Here's our expert, Pat Rulo.
Hey, Jerry, do you know that hospital housekeepers are some of the most important people when it comes to keeping you from harming patients? That's right. Germs like you are everywhere. And thanks to the housekeeping staff, you and your friends are wiped away on a daily basis. No secondary hospital-acquired infections, thanks to these folks. Yet, they are often the least respected and least paid. Go figure. My friend Daryl Hicks, author of the book Infection Prevention for Dummies, has this to say. A well-trained, conscientious housekeeper, given the proper tools and proper time to do his or her job, will prevent more infections than a room full of doctors can cure. So I tell my listeners, the next time they are in the hospital, either as a patient, an advocate, or a visitor, hug a housekeeper. Say thank you and appreciate all they do to keep everyone safe and on their way back home. So look out for the housekeepers, Jerry. They're coming after you.
Listen to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. For more information, go to speakupandstayalive.com.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Well now, are you ready for me to make a real buzz? I'm talking about robo-bees. That's right, robo-bees. Tiny flying robots that are being built to pollinate crops instead of real bees. Oh my. Honeybees, which pollinate nearly one-third of the food we eat, have been dying at unprecedented rates because of a mysterious phenomenon known as colony collapse disorder, which they call CCD, colony collapse disorder. The situation is so dire that last June, the White House gave a new task force 180 days to devise a coping strategy to protect bees and other pollinators. The crisis is generally attributed to a mixture of disease, parasites, and pesticides. But rather than look at these, other scientists are pursuing a different approach. Last year, Harvard University researchers led by engineering professor Robert Wood introduced the first robo-bees. Bee-sized robots with the ability to lift off the ground and hover midair when tethered to a power supply. The researchers believe that in as soon as 10 years from now, these robo-bees could artificially pollinate a field of crops, a critical development if the commercial pollination industry cannot recover from severe yearly losses over the past decade. These robo-bees would serve as a stopgap measure while a solution to colony collapse disorder is implemented. A stopgap measure. Well, here's an interesting question. Why not just get rid of the pesticides? It seems that we have known for years that pesticides are killing millions of bees, if not billions. Pesticide components are found in soil. They are also found in fields where the chemicals are not even sprayed. Bees also actively transfer contaminated pollen from primarily pesticide-treated corn crops and bring it back to the hives. Furthermore, bees transfer these pesticides to other plants and crops that are not treated with the chemicals, which goes to show just how persistent these chemicals truly are in the environment. In the 1980s, the company Shell, and in the 1990s, Bayer, started work on their development and now is the most widely used insecticide in the world. And note, Bayer is once again in the picture. Remember a few weeks ago, I shared the beginnings of heroin? Yep. Back in the late 1880s, Bayer sold heroin as a cough suppressant until people became addicted. As of 2013, neonicotinoids, class of neuroactive insecticides, chemically similar to nicotine, have been used in the United States on about 95% of corn and canola crops, the majority of cotton, sorghum, and sugar beets, and about half of all soybeans. They have been used on the vast majority of fruits and vegetables, including apples, cherries, peaches, oranges, berries, leafy greens, tomatoes, potatoes, to cereal grains, rice, nuts, and wine grapes. A paper published in the journal Nature discusses how bees are twice as likely to die when exposed to pesticide. 2/3 of the bees are lost when exposed compared to 1/3 when not exposed. The exposed bees are also half as successful in gathering food. And it's not just bees, it's other insects too, not to mention the effects on human health as well as the environment. But now there's also new research that may have unveiled another key player, and that would be cell phone signals. In a 2009 study, Daniel Favre placed cell phones in honeybee hives and observed what happened when the phones were active, inactive, powered down, or ringing. His findings? The bees were not bothered by inactive phones or those in standby mode. However, the bees exposed to ringing phones or ones that became active became confused and signaled each other to leave the hive. The confusion and odd behavior did not stop when the phone stopped ringing. It actually continued for 12 hours after the phone went inactive again. Well, obviously more research is needed to look at how phones and electromagnetic frequencies and radiation can affect hive behavior from a greater distance, because I don't think many people are placing calls in the beehives. But it's also worth examining is whether the cell phone towers themselves produce enough radiation to affect the hives. Favre believes that these towers can hamper the bees' natural ability to navigate and find their way back to the hive. In one experiment, it was found that when a mobile phone was kept near a beehive, it resulted in a collapse of the colony in 5 to 10 days, with the worker bees failing to return home and leaving the hives with just queens, eggs, and a hive-bound immature group of bees. Wow. So perhaps, instead of ignoring the potential root cause of colony collapse disorder and forge ahead with robo-bees, maybe we could actually take a look at how to solve the problem itself. If we can turn off the cell towers, halt the GMOs, stop the spraying of pesticides, and end the mass pharmaceutical contamination of our planet, then our honeybees and other important animal species, including you and me, we might have a chance. But human beings are often too short-sighted to understand their role in causing almost anything that impacts the delicate web of life on Earth. And those that make big bucks on big telecom, big agriculture, big pharma, and big business will deny any responsibility for their actions, cover up the truth about what's really going on, and even accelerate their own global population collapse. How's that for making a buzz? Well, speaking of making a buzz about our environment, I'd like for you to meet a fellow radio host whose program is all about keeping our planet safe. And you can listen to her weekly shows at speakuptalkradio.com. She is a dear friend of mine with lots to share with you. She even has a book, and you can reach her by phone at 520-230-3977. That's 520-230-3977. Or visit her website, MrsGreensWorld.com.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Please visit my website at MrsGreensWorld.com and become a part of our world.
Next is another wonderful friend who hosts a radio show about caregiving. She currently is the caretaker for her aging mom, and we connected when I, too, was caring for my mom. If you or someone you know is in the caregiver role, check out her website and purchase her book. Visit agewise.com, and that's spelled A-G-E-W-Y-Z, agewise.com, or give her a call, 800-590-2129. That's 800-590-2129.
Having elderly parents like this is like having two-year-olds with driver's licenses, right? Uh-huh. Number one.
You really learn what you're capable of.
Your assumptions are going to be turned somewhat upside down.
It's an issue that nobody wants to talk about.
What you're doing and the stories that you're sharing with everyone are fantastic.
Hi, I'm Gianna Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast. Listen to a brand new episode each week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, go to agewyz.com.
Whether looking to sell your home at top market value or searching for your dream home at a competitive price, the McCaskey team can help. As the top producing real estate team in Geauga County and Northeast Ohio, the McCaskey team knows what it takes to guide you through the home buying and selling process. How do I know this? They sold my mom's home in less than a week, so I have firsthand experience. They are a part of RE/MAX Traditions, so give my friends, Dan or Terry, the opportunity to help you too. They're located on Chardon Square at 139 Main Street. Give them a call, 440-773-5542. That is 440-773-5542. Or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com. Well, there you have it. Lots to think about and plenty to speak up about. I hope that as you listen to this program each week, you make a conscious decision to speak up about those things that may seem small, may not affect you right now, but somewhere in your heart and in your mind, you sense are not right. We can make changes, but not through silence. So join me and be a voice of reason. It's only been within the past 10 years that I decided to remain silent no longer. It started when my mom was in the hospital back in 2008 for shoulder surgery and was then having a heart attack in the recovery room that went undiagnosed for 9 hours. It was then I realized that I had to make a move. And I became a patient advocate. I wrote the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide, and share what I now know at live speaking events. You don't have to wait for something bad to happen to begin advocating for change. It's never too soon, or too late for that matter, to speak up about things that speak to you. And as I mentioned my book and speaking events, let me remind you to get a copy of the book for yourself, or as a gift for someone who may be in the hospital or a rehab facility or nursing home. What you don't know about our healthcare system can kill you, and I don't say that lightly. Visit the website speakupandstayalive.com to get your copy. It's only $20 and could very well be the best insurance you've ever owned. And while you're there, visit my speaking events link and then invite me to speak to your group, your club, business, association, church, or hospital. I can guarantee this. Your crowd will love it. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call me to order the book and talk about making your next event a life-saving one. 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. All right, we are out of time, but never out of topics. So be sure to come back next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week, free from leaking mattresses and robo-bees. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Oh my, what is that sound? It's my acoustimeter, measuring the amount of radiation given off by one single cell phone. The acoustimeter is a user-friendly, accurate radio frequency measurement instrument designed to enable you to make a quick and informed judgment regarding the level and nature of microwave signals in your environment, given off by cell phones, cell towers, cordless decked phones, baby monitors, Wi-Fi routers, and yes, even those Cessnas equipped with Stingrays and dirt boxes. The readings are shown on both an LCD display and two series of graduated LED lights. It also has a speaker, as you just heard, that allows you to determine what type of device is creating the levels that are present. If you are serious about your health and would like to make the invisible visible, then you need a meter. I have two different models available at the website speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com, and I'll send you my free ebook. Just visit the tab that says EMF Safety. If you have any kind of health symptom, from headaches to an inability to sleep, rashes to ear ringing, you need to read your environment. Get your meter that just may improve your health and prolong your life. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call me 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. What you can't hear just may be harming you.